Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey everyone, Brandon Cole here, and welcome back to Fortitude First, your daily dose of stoic wisdom for navigating the crazy world we live in. Today, we're diving into something super important, self-compassion. You know, that warm fuzzy feeling you get when you treat yourself with kindness instead of beating yourself up over every little mistake. Ever feel like you're a harsh critic of your own actions and thoughts? We've all been there, right? The truth is, constantly berating ourselves only creates more stress and negativity. It's like that annoying friend who always points out flaws, except this time, the friend is living in your own head. We need to learn how to be our own cheerleaders, offering words of encouragement and understanding instead of tearing ourselves down. Now, I'm not talking about becoming a pushover or ignoring legitimate areas for improvement. Self-compassion isn't about letting yourself off the hook, it's about approaching challenges with empathy and grace. Think of it like this. If your best friend was struggling, would you scold them relentlessly or offer a listening ear and words of support? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate more self-compassion in your life. 1. Recognize your shared humanity. Remember, everyone makes mistakes. We're all human, flawed, and imperfect. Think about those epic fails we all have the time you tripped on stage, accidentally sent a text to the wrong person, or burned dinner. It's funny now, right? Those moments are part of what makes us human. Instead of letting them define you, learn from them, and move on. 2. Practice mindfulness. Pay attention to your thoughts and feelings without judgment. When you catch yourself spiraling into self-criticism, gently acknowledge those thoughts and remind yourself that they're just temporary. Imagine your thoughts like clouds passing by, observe them without getting caught up in their storm. 3. Treat yourself with kindness. Talk to yourself the way you would talk to a loved one going through a tough time. Offer words of encouragement, understanding, and support. When you make a mistake, don't dwell on it. Instead, say something like, "Okay, I messed up. What can I learn from this?" 4. Focus on your strengths. We all have unique talents and abilities. Make a list of your strengths and celebrate them. Remind yourself of what you're good at and how you've overcome challenges in the past. This helps build self-esteem and resilience. 5. Practice gratitude. Take time each day to appreciate the good things in your life, no matter how small. A warm cup of coffee, a sunny day, or a kind gesture from a stranger, these moments add up. Cultivating gratitude shifts your focus from what's lacking to what you already have. Let me tell you a story about this. I remember a time when I was working on a big project and everything seemed to be going wrong. I missed deadlines, made mistakes, and felt overwhelmed. I was putting so much pressure on myself that I started to spiral into self-doubt and anxiety. It was like being stuck in a negative feedback loop. Then, I had this realization I needed to treat myself with more compassion. I took a step back, acknowledged my feelings without judgment, and reminded myself that it's okay to make mistakes. Instead of beating myself up, I focused on what I could learn from the experience and how I could improve. I also started practicing gratitude for the things that were going well, like having a supportive team and a job I was passionate about. Guess what? Things started to turn around. By being kinder to myself, I created space for more creativity, focus, and resilience. I realized that self-compassion wasn't a sign of weakness, but a powerful tool for navigating life's challenges with grace and strength. So, remember folks, you are worthy of love and kindness, starting with yourself. Take a moment today to offer yourself a warm hug, a kind word, or simply a silent acknowledgement of your own resilience. Let's keep the conversation going. Share your thoughts and experiences on social media using #FortitudeFirst. And don't forget to subscribe for daily doses of stoic wisdom to help you build your inner fortitude. Until next time, stay strong, stay kind, and remember you got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.